Metrics and KPIs Roadmap. Here we address the nature of metrics and key performance indicators. Metrics. So how are improvements measured? It depends on what is being measured. As the saying goes, you get what you measure. While there is no guarantee of achieving a goal a company or team decides to measure, it's very likely that it won't achieve what it fails to measure. Regardless of the initiative, decision makers need to determine their objectives first. Then they define what criteria need to be achieved for the initiative to be considered a success. While not all of these criteria will be directly measurable, many will be and others might be approximated. The metrics that are selected determine how progress will and will not be measured. After selecting the appropriate set of metrics, managers then need to set challenging but feasible targets for them. A best practice is to set goals in consultation with the persons who will be doing the work. The next step in the process is ensuring that the measurements are made. The measurements then need to be consolidated, analyzed, and reported. The level of summary needs to be just right so as to highlight the key action areas promptly. Summary at too high a level may not enable getting down to the root causes of an issue, such as a customer quality claim. Reports that have the ability to drill down to the details are one way of providing both a summary and actionable information. Or one level of management may be focused on the details and another on the bigger picture. A good measurement process helps motivate the persons being measured to achieve the desired goals if there is sufficient communication and buy-in. Once the objectives, metrics, targets, and reporting requirements have been set or revised, they need to be communicated throughout the extended enterprise along with the benefits of achieving them. Getting everyone to use a consistent set of metrics helps everyone share the same vision of what success looks like. Note that metrics rely on sufficient, accurate, and regularly or automatically collected data. Data are crucial as a basis for executive decisions at the highest level and operations at the most minute level. For example, without customer data, what customers value is a mystery, so you can't design processes with any assurance that you are targeting their needs. Without accurate financial data, it will be impossible to know the contribution of process improvements toward improving the bottom line. Key performance indicators. Strategic attributes of supply chains may include velocity, visibility, variability, collaboration, trust, customer focus, flexibility, security, risk management, compliance with regulations, reverse supply chain efficiency, and environmental excellence. Any of these attributes could be woven into strategy, expanded into specific objectives, and subjected to measurement. For the most important strategic goals of an organization or group, a small set of key performance indicators can be developed to promote the success of that strategy. For the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a key performance indicator, KPI, is defined as follows. 1. A financial or non-financial measure that is used to define and assess progress towards specific organizational goals and that typically is tied to an organization's strategy and business stakeholders. A KPI should not be contradictory to other departmental or strategic business unit performance measures. 2. A metric used to measure the overall performance or state of affairs. Score level 1 metrics are considered KPIs. How does a team determine which key performance indicators are appropriate for a particular initiative and which are not because they would dilute the key metrics, make analysis less decisive, or add measurement expense without much benefit? The key is to predetermine what a reasonable number of key performance indicators would be, such as no more than 20, and then ensure that each one chosen can be clearly linked back to one or more specific strategic objectives. Here are some guidelines for working with KPIs. Understand that while all KPIs are metrics, not all metrics are KPIs. Establish a set of KPIs using a balanced scorecard approach and determine baselines for each indicator. Limit the KPIs to a workable number. Be sure to include the 4 general areas of the balanced scorecard: business process improvement, which you should have covered in the design of your initiative, customer considerations, financial impact, and growth and learning. Growth and learning can be crucial to the success of supply chain process improvements. Establish baseline measures for each KPI and set targets, using benchmarks as you did for process improvement. Be sure the change has a measurable positive effect on customers and your bottom line. Monitor the performance of the KPIs. If an improvement initiative is supposed to increase the velocity with which information flows from the end customer back through the supply chain, we could develop technology-related objectives, assess the current state of the system, and identify metrics to measure progress toward a velocity goal. The KPI might be a measure of the actual velocity of communications. Perhaps demand data are aggregated monthly and communicated in face-to-face S&OP meetings. The goal could be to substitute the status quo with direct transfer of data from the point of sale via scanners, barcodes, and the internet. Enabling objectives might be put in place, buying equipment, training staff, and so on, but the KPI would be a measure of velocity. This KPI would be a true supply chain metric because the process it measures crosses tiers. Since higher information velocity could result in trade-offs, we would also need to track customer satisfaction and financial impact. Does the faster communication and sharing of demand data pay off in terms of customer service and profitability? A KPI for variability might be the extent of the bullwhip effect. In addition to the commonly used KPIs of profitability and customer satisfaction, supply chain managers have developed many others for sourcing, price performance, quality, delivery metrics, responsiveness, innovation, sustainability, supply chain and inventory integration, and internal customer satisfaction. For new product introductions, internal failure rate, scrap, external failure rate, warranties, returns, and introduction lead time. For merchandising products, market share, volume growth, and total supply chain inventory turns, aggregate inventory across the supply chain. For replenishment, order fill rate, on-time delivery, forecast accuracy, and order fulfillment lead time. The key point about KPIs is that they have to be applied to supply chain processes that directly enable the organizational and supply chain strategies. A great supply chain KPI must go beyond internal silos and possibly external organizations. KPIs that measure activity within only one internal silo will not promote collaborative behavior. Inventory holding costs at one warehouse, cost containment on one leg of a cross-country shipment, or increased production at one plant are all too disconnected to provide useful information on whether the action benefits the supply chain as a whole.